Welcome back to Duskwall. I'm recording this intro a bit earlier than usual, as I'm preparing the episode before I leave for a catacon. I'm really looking forward to playing some new games, catching up with friends, and handing out just a ton of Magpies bookmarks. I really hope to see some listeners there. All of the normal support announcements are still true. Reviews are awesome. Back us on Patreon if you can, and if you want to potentially win a Magpies pin, check out our Shapeways shop to buy a Magpies pin of your very own. With Patreon, I'm especially excited, because we're getting ever closer to our 400 a month goal, and when we get there, we'll be able to eventually set up a merch shop. I have a whole document that's just a list of t-shirt ideas, and I really want to be able to wear many of them someday. And I bet a lot of you do too. Also, we continue to get closer to unlocking the White Hollow World Building special episode. As a refresher, the Magpies will soon be leaving Duskwall for a brief trip to the city of White Hollow. And because there's basically no information on that city in the core Blades in the Dark book, the Magpies crew spent some time building out the city. It was a ton of fun, and there are some really cool gems in there that we weren't able to work into the episode. So if this bonus episode gets released, you'll get some cool extra information. The bonus episode will be released when we reach 100,000 downloads. Right now, we're at about 97,000, which is so close. So encourage new folks to listen and keep those downloads coming. I would love to get this bonus episode released before the Magpies take their trip in the show. Next, Minna is going to tell us about this month's featured charity.
This month we are spotlighting Planned Parenthood. They provide reproductive services, from birth control and STD screening to abortions. They also provide education and are working to fight abortion bans across the nation. I strongly believe that everybody has the right to whatever reproductive services and choices they want. If you'd like to support Planned Parenthood, you can go to their website at plannedparenthood.org and click the donate button. Or you could find a local organization and support them as well. That is also great.
I'm recording this intro right after local elections in places like Missouri, Kentucky, and Virginia. And all of those places saw losses, some very substantial, for the GOP. With Democratic majorities in state government, there's a new opportunity to undo the gerrymandering and voter suppression efforts of the Republican Party. So, whether you live in one of those states or not, make sure to reach out to your state and local officials to emphasize the importance of protecting and expanding voting rights. Election security and people's ability to vote are absolutely critical as we move towards the 2020 elections. Now then, let's get started, shall we? We open up on an article in the Duskwall Daily. There is a big headline splashed across the front page, accompanied by a sketch of a familiar artist. And the headline reads, "Artist Raffaello Missing, Feared Dead Following Attack on Studio," by Anita Argent, staff reporter. The famed and beloved artist Raffaello remains missing following a devastating and destructive attack on their Fogcrest studio. Members of their artistic enclave report that spirits suddenly converged on the studio and attacked, sending the artists fleeing into the street. During the attack, the death bell sounded, and the spirit wardens and inspectors who arrived reported a grisly, blood-stained scene in Raffaello's private rooms. But there was no sign of the artist's body, and the wardens fear the worst, that Raffaello has perished, and with their body removed, their spirit will be unleashed upon the city. "It is an utter tragedy," Lady Eleanor Pendron told the Daily. "Raffaello was not only a uniquely talented visionary, they were also a dear friend. This brutal, senseless attack strikes at the heart of everything that makes Duskwall beautiful." While reports are as yet unconfirmed, sources within the Bluecoats claim that the investigation into Raffaello's disappearance has once again turned towards the treacherous terrorists known as the Magpies. This gang of criminals has long struck out at the pillars of Duskwall society, and it appears that this time they may be responsible for the loss of one of our greatest artists.
"Looks like our plan didn't work,"
the investigation is looking at you, it's looking at the Dimmer sisters, but you're an easier target than the Dimmer sisters. The Dimmer sisters have too many connections in polite society.
Right.
So where are you all reading this article? Where do we find the magpies?
Can we be at the Hound's Paw?
Sure.
It has been a while.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're at the Hound's Paw at your usual table. I think Rigney has brought you your usual drinks. He seemed very happy to see you. It's been quite some time since you all have just kind of come down here to hang out. Yeah, how is everyone reacting to this article?
Minx, who had come in a little off already, she's wearing her hair down, which is pretty uncommon, but otherwise seemed fine, like is maybe settling in, being comfortable around Rigney again, picked up the paper, took one look at it, and just sort of kind of went blanch white.
Oof.
And is still just kind of like that.
So, let me get this straight. First, we were organized, and now we're terrorists? How does that add up?
I don't see how terrorists and organization are mutually exclusive. If they're gonna brand us, so we may as well be organized.
But we're not organized.
Yes, but it's important to convey the... You know what, I can't even pull that right now.
There's not really enough of us to organize, is there?
No, they must think that there are more of us than there really are. That's the only thing I can think of.
At least they are operating under useful delusions.
How is it useful?
They will be looking in other places and expecting a much more sizable force.
Yeah, I guess so.
Really, it's more the more wrong information they have about us, the better.
Yeah, point taken.
Drat. It seems our ploy at the end there didn't quite take.
There's not much use dwelling on it, is there? This is the situation we're in now.
Oh, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. What happened to the body? We didn't do anything with the body.
No.
So who took it?
That is a good question.
I will... So, earlier in the score, before the killing happened and the death bell started ringing, which alerted the spirit wardens that they needed to move in, you all did set off some kind of alarm.
Mm-hmm.
We did?
That had some other form of backup coming. Could be that those... whoever that backup was, probably somebody from the Circle of Flame,
yes,
removed the body before the Spirit Wardens could get to
him. In which case, they may be using Raffaello's spirit for information and potentially against us.
Oh, that's ghoulish. No, pun intended.
I was about to say, dear.
So, does that mean we should rescue them?
Yes, well, we don't really know where the rest of the circle may operate, since the Centralia Club and other lairs have been, well, taken out by us.
And also, you know, you killed them on purpose. Rescuing their spirit seems a little counterproductive.
They're using them, you know?
It would be more a matter of protecting ourselves than rescuing them.
Mm.
For me, at least.
Death cleanses all sins in Blair's eyes. It doesn't matter what you did when you were alive. Once you're dead.
Listen, we're all gonna fucking die.
Listen, Blair says to the voice in the sky.
There is more I want to touch on with regards to Raffaello, but this is not the place to do it. I did have an idea for how perhaps to help someone out and get our information flowing again.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Lonnie and Roxanne have been out of real journalism for a while now, and it is partially because of their involvement with us that they are like that, and I think it's time we make those reparations somehow. I was thinking of purchasing them a printing press, although after looking into it, I don't think even I can afford such.
Yeah, I was going to say, there is absolutely no way we could afford something like that. I have no money.
I Well, fortunately, we have quite a bit of experience in thieving, Blair. I was thinking of turning to that solution. Amongst us, yes.
So, in terms of pulling this off, I have a couple ideas, but I will also defer to the three of you if you have any ideas for where you might be able to obtain a printing press, which I did some research earlier today on Victorian-era printing presses.
Hey.
They're very big, steam-powered, so they would be probably, you know, running off of electricity, electroplasmic-powered in this setting. So you would need not only the printing press, but somewhere to keep it and, you know, store ink and paper and other supplies that you would need. So you're looking at obtaining not just a printing press, but some property.
It seems as though Seeks may have had the right idea. We need to steal a building. Preferably one with a printing press already in it.
How does one steal a building?
Cleverly, of course.
Specifically, how does one steal a building?
Well,
you can't, like, pick up a building in the middle of the night and then walk away with it and put it in your treasure chest, you know?
No, we needn't do that. We need simply invent an elaborate and elegant story of intrigue in the business world and ensure something changes hands to us.
We could haunt the building, and then nobody will want it. And then we're interested buyers for some reason, and then we just, you know, get the house. Or the building.
Are you suggesting the return of Lyra Langdon?
You have read my mind, Myra. I shall have to write a sequel.
I'm not giving you more fanfiction fodder, Minx.
Yes,
no, I'm not. It's gross to write fanfiction about real people.
We're not. These are the masks we wear. No, Blair, the whole point is that they are not actually us. We are pretending to be people who do not exist, and the fiction is about those people.
Your LARPing is your OCs, is what Minx is saying.
Oh.
So your plan, it sounds like, is to locate a building that contains the needed printing press.
Slap the roof of it, say, this baby can fit so many ghosts in it.
Yes! And I will unleash them!
Yeah, Blair makes the place be haunted, and then you all can buy the building for a really low price.
The low, precisely, low price of it's free real estate.
I'm sorry, I am feral silly Billy tonight.
That's okay.
Welcome to Magpie's Meme Edition.
Yeah.
Isn't that every night?
Ree's keeping all of this in, right?
I will be keeping a fair amount of it in, yes.
Yes.
I think for irony's sake, I'm going to cut this conversation, though.
Excellent.
Okay, so the Duskfall Daily is sort of the big printing, newspaper printing press in town. But there are other book publishers and smaller printers that you might be able to go after.
Yes, I feel like the Duskfall Daily might be a little bit too high profile for this to work successfully.
That's like being like, let's steal the New York Times.
Bold as hell, also not gonna fucking happen.
We will need to target someone who has what we need, but is also not particularly high profile, but not so low profile that we are scaring an honest person out of work in favor of the people we favor. We need to find We need to find an arse who is not the Duskfall Daily.
Yep.
So this way it is firmly for a good cause.
It sounds like you know what kind of info you need to gather.
And for once I think we might be able to do it by reading.
I read.
So do I.
I'm not saying that we don't read. It's just we're usually going all over the city and pulling on all these weird connections for gather info. We might be able to just sit down in the nest after some trips to the newsstand and figure one out.
Yeah. If you want to start there with everybody kind of doing some study roles or however you want to approach it.
Well, Minx's strong suit is not studying. Her strong suit is finding things at a glance. I think Minx wants to actually collect the texts and try to get a good sampling that the other two can pull through.
Okay. Yeah, and try and find some decent targets.
Yeah. Basically, I'm making a case for a survey instead of study, because I haven't thought in that.
Yeah, that works for me. Does that sound good to the other two of you?
Yeah.
I got a 4.
Okay.
And I think what this looks like is Minx adopting a more business-like outfit for the day. Mm-hmm. And a pair of round spectacles with which to peruse various bookstores and newsstands for what she's looking for. Basically giving the appearance of looking like she knows what she's doing, but maybe a bit less than what she conveys.
I can only picture Legally Blonde Elle Woods.
You know what? Not far off.
Okay, so you're just trying to gather a whole bunch of kind of like a representative swath of stuff that's published by different places in the city, right?
Precisely.
Okay. I think with a 4, that's a standard amount of information. I think you get a pretty solid selection. There's probably a few like very small publishers that you don't get, but those are also probably the kind of people you wouldn't want to target. Newspapers and pamphlets and magazines and a few small books that, like, there's no rhyme or reason thematically to what the subjects are. It's just a good representation of the different publishers in the city.
And I think Minx comes back to the nest victorious with twine bundles of these under her arms and dramatically spreads them out across the table. Ladies, we have papers. And in these papers, I want you to look for pictures of Spider-Man.
God damn it!
Bringing that one back, are we?
Yep.
All right. Well, somebody roll me some kind of gather info roll on this pile of papers that Minx has gleefully brought home for you.
I will clueless study. Okay, that's a 6, my dude.
Okay. So, Blair, as you're rifling through all of these papers, what is something that somebody could be publishing that you all would find objectionable? Besides the Duskfall Daily. Something where you're like, you know what? We could make better use of this.
If the Duskfall Daily is Fox News, then whatever we go after, like, for this printing press, it's probably, InfoWars or Breitbart or something.
Are you suggesting we take out Alex Jones? Because I'm down for that.
Either, like, someone who's publishing either, like, anti-union screeds or, like, anti-Scovelander screeds or both.
Ooh. Somebody who's really just racist against Scovelin is...
horrible pamphlets.
Yeah, we haven't, like, done that yet.
Yeah, the whole Scovelin thing hasn't really been touched on a ton in the story, but it's definitely a thing that is happening in the background. The Unity War ended just a few years ago, and there's a ton of Scovelin refugees in the city, and there is definitely, there's a lot of anti-Scovelin sentiment within the city. I like that idea. I think that works really well.
It does.
Okay. Yeah, Blair, you're rifling through all of these papers, and it's just like a complete mishmash of random things that Minx picked up while she was out and about in the city. But you eventually come across a few pamphlets that are really, really just blatant anti-Scovelin propaganda. God, I'm trying to do this without just quoting directly from all of the, like, horrible anti-immigrant bullshit that we are currently living in.
Yeah.
boy, oh boy.
It's that kind of stuff. It's that sort of crap. It is all that sort of very anti-refugee, anti-immigrant garbage.
Gross.
In these pamphlets. And they are published by Dalmore Press. And there is an address listed. Somebody like this wouldn't be able to afford Charter Hall. Honestly, it's probably in Crowsfoot. Because the majority of the Scovlin refugees are set up either in the docks or like down in Char Hollow and Coleridge. So there's a lot of people in sort of those neighborhoods where that sentiment will find an audience, unfortunately. And it looks like, kind of looking at the quality, like, you can tell that this is probably, definitely a smaller operation. The only stuff that this, at least that Minx picked up, that this person has seems to just be pamphlets. They're not printing, like, full books or papers or anything like that.
Well, easy target.
I like that you're developing this strategy of your new way of clearing a building is to just unleash ghosts upon it, because you did that last episode, too.
I mean, it's effective.
Yeah, the problem is we did Ghost Riot once, and now we're just doing mini Ghost Riots, because we learned it worked.
Yeah, you find a strategy that works, like, stick with it.
Former workers, the world unite.
Do you want to go scout? Do you, as a group, or I know Myra hasn't done a gather info, want to go scout this building out and try to, you know, get a read, a lay of the land?
We can go as a group.
Yeah. Might as well.
Makes sense.
So you all troop over to Crow's Foot, to the address printed on these terrible, terrible pamphlets. And yeah, you can't really do a group gather info, so why don't we start with Myra? Roll something to get a look at this place, and then if you all want to do additional ones after, we can do that. So,
I am looking at. Can I study?
Yeah.
5.
Okay. I think it's a building that the ground floor is a business, and then there's some like apartments above it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a 3-story building. Ground level is this printing press, and then apartments on the 2 floors above.
Who lives above?
You're not sure from looking at it from the outside. You could probably, you know, go dig into some records to find out. The odds are that if this Dalmore person owns the printing press, he might own the whole building and, like, you know, live in one of those apartments and rent the rest out.
Well, if he owns the whole building, and we steal slash buy the whole building from him, that's fine. It's just if he only owns the ground floor for some reason, and we then have awful neighbors, that's going to be awkward, but we can deal with it.
Right.
Yeah, you would have to investigate, I think, like, looking at public records, which I think you could do very easily to figure out ownership of that, but just kind of from examining the building out here, no.
Are there inactive times? Like, times when clearly, like, everyone's asleep and the ground floor is dark.
Yeah. You all are, I don't know, what time of day do you think you all are over here?
I think, yeah, we do, like, a around dinner time, we go to check it out.
Okay.
And then just hang out for a while.
Yeah, so if you get there, you know, 5 or 6 in the evening, the ground floor is closed. It's, you know, locked up. There's a closed sign in the front. It doesn't look like it's the kind of place that really has a lot of visitors. There are kind of big windows on the front, but they've got blinds pulled down across them to cover it up. The name Dalmore Press is in pretty small letters on the door. There are lights on in some of the apartments above, though, and like you can kind of see, you know, people moving around, you, like silhouettes through curtains and stuff. You can tell that those are occupied.
Mm-hmm.
I know one of the questions that came up earlier was to see if there are any particular wards against spirits on the place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So there is a spirit bane charm hanging above the door on the ground floor. There might be some stuff in the building, you know, individuals may have things in the apartments above. Spirit bane charms are pretty common, so they may have something individually in those units, but again, checking from the outside, you're not certain. This is like a tier 1 place that you're looking at. This is not somebody that has an enormous amount of money,
mm-hmm.
does not have arcane wards, probably doesn't even have like any sparkcraft security on the place. You're just going to have to get through some locks. If you're even trying to break in, you probably don't have to break in to unleash some ghosts. The issue okay. might be more making sure the ghosts do what you want them to.
Mm-hmm. And also, so we are able to approach before the ghosts are handled by, say, a spirit warden patrol or something like that.
Yes, yes, that is true. Because
we don't actually want the ghosts to get caught.
Yeah.
I feel like the way to do that might be able to see if we can offer some of the more conscious ghosts we know something to go in and do their thing, but so they're just like...
I know who to call.
But, you know, they're still aware, so if things get dangerous, they can just back out.
Mm-hmm.
What was her name again?
Katrina, with the Reconciled?
No. I'm thinking of the ditzy one.
The trial.
Tira.
Tira!
Yeah, no, Tira would be super down for this.
maybe it's not so much a traditional haunting. Maybe Tira goes in and annoys the guy out of this.
Oh, Tira like would that. Love this shit. She wanted to do all that annoying poltergeist stuff.
Yes.
And especially if you tell her this guy's an asshole.
Tira is the perfect choice for this. You are so right. Oh my god. Myra, did you still want to, or Minx, one of you or both, did you still want to kind of go poke into the records to try and figure out who owns the whole building, who lives?
Myra's the kind of thorough that would do this. I don't know about Minx.
Well, I have a bunch of things I want to do, but I'm trying to decide whether they're flashbacks and there's time to do them, or if they're set up actions. Like, what I want to do is, like, try to establish our haunted property liquidation scam before the actual haunting occurs. Like, you know, make some pamphlets and spread them around the neighborhood and...
Either way, it would end up kind of giving you an advantage when you're talking to this guy to convince him to that you are legitimate business owners.
Yeah, I might just do that as a setup action.
Okay.
To get it out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah, what skill are you going to use to do this?
I'm gonna argue for sway, since that is effectively what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to lend credence here.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
That's 2-1-1.
Yeah, alright, so on a 2...
I think it comes off as too skeevy.
Or I was gonna say that it's too recent, you're not able to really kind of establish, like, oh yeah, they've definitely been around for a while, you sound brand new.
Okay.
But also probably a little skeevy.
Okay.
This has the vibe of those, like, poster boards you see on street corners, like, we'll buy your house cash.
Yeah.
That are done in permanent marker on a poster board.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
But, yeah, you do put up a whole bunch of signs for, would you like to share your business name here and your pitch? I just read off the whole poster, really.
Okay, I will do that for your listening pleasure. Spectra and Associates Liquidation. Got ghosts? Get cash. If you're experiencing a haunting, you may be eligible for compensation. Liquidate your bespectred property and get cash now. No markup, no questions asked.
All right, so that is what Minx is doing, probably for the next couple days. Blair, let's have you roll for tracking down Tira. How do you think you go about doing that?
I imagine that's an attune.
Okay.
Okay, that's a 6.
You talk to some of the people you know in the Reconciled, and you're able to you know, get pointed in the right direction. And you start hearing about a poltergeist who has been haunting the Jayen Hall of Alchemy at Charter Hall, but not in, like, a scary or disturbing way, kind of more in an annoying way, or sometimes just a funny way. Like, you know, there have been a couple, like, particularly ill-liked professors who've gotten pantsed in the middle of lectures by a spirit. Random things written in chalk on the chalkboards by a ghostly hand. So you manage to, I think, track her down outside one of the buildings of the alchemy school. Or I think it might actually be that she spots you, because I think you're walking down an alley, and then she just kind of, like, pokes her head through a wall and is like, oh, hey!
Hey! There you are.
I know you.
Blair!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Hey.
That whole weird trial thing!
Yep! Yeah. You possessed me! You were in my body! We didn't know how to drive!
Yeah!
Yeah! It was a good time.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, we should do it again sometime.
Okay, like right now?
No, we can't.
Oh.
Listen, next time, I'll owe you for this one. Next time we.
Well, what are you owing me for? What am I doing? Is it another trial?
No, not another trial.
Okay.
Do you want to annoy the shit out of some people?
Yes.
Okay. Great.
I mean, that's what I've been doing here this whole time. It's actually pretty fun.
Yeah, I bet it is. But, I need you to annoy the shit out of people that are not here.
Oh, okay. I can
just for a
I
little while.
I mean,
and then you can go back to, you know, terrorizing Professor Dowler and,
That guy's such an ass.
He's such an asshole! His grading is so subjective! I got A's in all of my classes except for his. He gave me an A minus.
I think Tira just stares at you and blinks. So, okay. You know what? I'm not gonna. Never mind. Okay.
You practically failed me!
Oh no. We just got some insight into players upbringing.
Yeah. So I think Tira is just kind of like, okay, well, I'll pants him again for ya sometime.
Can you say something worse than pantsing? Can you, like, I don't know, can you, like, make him choke on his tea or something?
I don't know if I can do that. I could spill ink all over his grade book.
That would be good. That would be really good.
Yeah, what did you need me to do?
Oh, yeah.
You said I had to annoy somebody.
Yeah, Professor Dowler. He's another project, another time. And I want to be there when you rip his ass.
I thought you got expelled.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, tell me all about it when you do it. Anyway.
Yeah. And they say I'm the distractible one.
No, sorry. My friends and I, we're trying to steal a building.
That's so cool.
Right?
Are you going to use, like, a crane to pick it up and take it away?
No. Our plan is we need to make out like the building is haunted.
Huh.
And that way, the price of the building will go so freaking low. And then, we're pretending to be people who we're not, and then we're just going to buy the place.
So all I have to do is annoy somebody, though?
Yeah, because...
Okay! I can do it.
Oh, I knew you would, darling, but...
I don't need to know about all the real estate stuff. I just need to annoy a guy.
Honestly, I don't know anything about real estate either.
Okay, yay!
Yeah, no, I needed someone like you to do this, because we don't want to actually haunt the place, because we kind of need it.
I think that if there's a ghost, it's not... Like, I feel like if there's a ghost present, it's just haunted. It's kind of like it's like a yes or no thing. But,
yeah,
like,
I guess so.
I'm not gonna, like, be a mean ghost.
You're not a mean ghost. You're a sweetheart.
Thank you. You're very nice, too.
I'm really not, but thank you. You're not mean. You're a good ghost.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You want me to go annoy somebody now?
Professor Dowler, please.
Okay, I'm gonna go pour ink. Where should I meet you?
Do you know where the hound's paw is?
I can find it. I don't have anything better to do with my time.
Yeah, just meet me outside there.
Okay, I'm gonna go pour ink all over Dowler's grade books. Bye!
Bye, pour it on his face too.
She goes back into the building. Okay, Myra, you're also in the area of Charter Hall, but looking for some real estate records. Do you wanna go ahead and give me a roll of some kind for that?
And I got a 6 on that.
Okay, yeah. You very easily are able to find some paperwork indicating who owns the place. It is, we're going to say, Bernard Dalmore is the name of the guy. He owns the whole building in addition to the printing press. He rents out the, we'll say, 6 apartments above. Any other info you would like to get while you're digging around in the real estate records?
Is there any way in there I could find out things about, like, market value in the area?
Yeah.
Or at least, like, what price he bought it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, Crow's Foot is a, you know, not great district. I'm going to say that this is a 3-story building. He probably bought this for, I'm going to say 10 coin.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's a building. So yeah, I think he paid 10 coin for it. He's owned the place for several years. Anything else you would like to find out in the records, Myra?
I'm trying to think what else we could use from these records.
I mean, if something comes up, you can always like ask me what I have found this in the records.
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind.
So, yeah. Okay. So, Myra, you spend a couple of honestly probably pretty relaxing hours poring over some legal documents. And then, you know, you take your notes, you pack up your stuff, you head outside, whatever this government building is. And as you are like, I think, coming down the stairs into the lobby, there is a blue coat squadron standing there in front of the doors.
Yes, I went into a nice area of town while extremely wanted. How dumb of me.
And as you kind of hit the foyer, a couple of them look up and go, "Yeah, that's her." And they start moving on you, in on you.
Oh, no.
What are you going to do?
Oh, no.
I know this building pretty well. I'm going to try and, like, slip out the side exit or something.
Okay. Give me a roll of some kind to try and shake them.
I don't have any good ones on this, do I? Man. I guess it's going to have to be Prowl. I've been neglecting my Prowl skill.
Go ahead and roll it.
I'm going to push myself.
Okay.
6, thank God.
Okay. So you, tell me how you make this escape from the blue coats that are coming after you.
Myra, she knows that this is a dangerous place for her to come. She's been coming here for a while, but she knows that it's gotten ever more dangerous. So she's been, you know, scouting out potential escape routes. She has them in her head, so she instantly knows, oh, there's people that way, let's go this way. She dives down a hallway, which kind of mostly has, like, secretarial offices, and there's a door out to an alley. She ducks out that way, and then she gets up onto, there's like a fire escape type thing, and she gets up onto that and gets onto the roof of the building next door and then goes from there.
Okay, yeah, so I think as you scramble up onto the roof, you see several blue coats like fanning out down the alley and, you know, kind of shouting to each other like, "No, all clear down here, oh, no sign of her." It's like,
I think she just kind of like crouches there like a gargoyle, like behind like a chimney or something.
Yeah, you can hear them kind of shouting to each other as they're looking for you. And you have to hang out up there probably for pretty close to an hour. Like, you peek out every now and then, and there's still more blue coats around than you're comfortable with. But eventually they disperse, and you're able to head back to the street and make your way back home. But, you know that they are pretty hot on your tails at this point, if they're waiting for you when you're leaving the records halls. So, how do you want to go about? I feel like you probably need to send Tira in first and let her work for a few days to soften him up.
Yeah, probably.
Blair, can I have you roll me something as a setup action? I think is how we're going to do this.
What would you like me to roll?
Whatever you think would be relevant to Tira doing her dark mischief.
I'll roll a tune, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, that's a 6 and a 5.
With a 6, okay, I'm just going to note that she's been incredibly effective. She's so annoying. Like, I feel like you all probably kind of, you know, scout the place out. You know, you check up on it over the next few days, and, like, occasionally you walk by and can just see, like, you know, the blinds rattling, and you can hear muffled shouting from inside. At one point, there's definitely like a tornado of paper happening in the middle of the room that you can see through the glass on the door. It's a lot. Let's do the engagement roll as you all are approaching 3d6 engagement roll, which is pretty good.
Woo!
So I will roll this. Huh.
We got a 1, what? Didn't we?
No. It's 3 3s.
Great.
I rolled 3d6, and every last one of them came up a 3.
Clearly we're destined to have a 3.
Yeah, so this is, I assume, This is pretty clearly a deception score. I do not see what else it could be. You're in a desperate position. A desperate position on this would be.
I have a proposition.
Yeah, yeah, hit me.
Some spirit wardens got here before us.
Yes, that's so good. No! Oh my god. Yes, yes, Tira! Yes, yes. Perfect. Love it. Okay. Okay. So the three of you are walking down the street looking, I don't know if I'd say cool, but confident. You're ready to go in and you know that Tira has been super obnoxious. This guy probably just wants to get out of this situation. Things are going great. You turn the corner and there is the signature dark blue and brass carriage of the Spirit Wardens pulled by a pair of hulls that are vaguely horse-shaped. And hulls are, for our listening audience, I don't know that we've actually had any appear yet. They are kind of clockwork machines that are powered by spirits.
And only
so they are parked outside.
Hold on. Only humans make ghosts, right?
Yeah.
So that means they've got human spirits, at least mm-hmm. of some awareness, bound into a horse shape.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using... That is fucked up.
Yeah, hulls are really messed up.
Like, do we know if they shove a bunch of spirits into these things, or is it just like one...
It's a one-to-one. One hull gets one spirit.
Fucking horrific, though.
Yeah, yeah. They, and like,
jeez.
The process of putting a spirit into a hull, let me find the exact description of it in here.
Oh no. Joy. I learn new things about the setting every game.
You have, so you can, like, hull is an available playbook.
Whoa!
If you, uh-huh. Yeah.
That's cool, if actually.
You, yeah, it is. So for hulls, the way they work, they are a spirit animating a sparkcraft frame. You have become a pale echo of your living self, trapped in a mechanical body, forced into servitude.
So a droid.
Pretty much, yeah. They are automatons. Your former human feelings, interests, and connections are only dim memories. You now exist to fulfill your functions. So the process of putting a spirit into a hull strips out pretty much whatever remaining personality they may have had, and just sort of binds them to service.
How does anyone like these guys?
because they keep ghosts from eating everyone.
They're basically pest control.
Yeah, ghosts. To the people of the city, ghosts are scarier. And you, 9 times out of 10, that's correct. Most of the time, ghosts will eat your whole face and then your soul. Anyway, so you all have gotten here. The Spirit Wardens have gotten here before you. What are you going to do?
I mean, we've got to make sure Tira's okay.
Yes, that takes priority here.
I'm going to look for her.
Here's the thing. If we lose this opportunity, then we lose this opportunity. We need to make sure she's okay.
Where's going to put on her spirit mask, and I suppose I'm going to roll a tune for the upteenth time tonight.
Yes, and you are in a desperate position, so you'll mark XP for this.
Oh, cool.
Oh, no! Okay.
That's a... I take the highest, right?
Yeah.
That's a 2.
Oh, no!
Yeah!
All right. So,
What happened?
I don't
you're
know!
You're able to see Tira in a jar.
No!
The hands of one of the spirit wardens.
No!
It's the worst. The literally what it says for if you roll a 1 to a 3 on desperate, it's the worst outcome. They've already caught her.
Thanks for listening. The Magpies will be back in 2 weeks. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at @magpies_pod and visit our Patreon at patreon.com/magpiespodcast. The Magpies Podcast is GM'd and produced by Rhi. Follow me on Twitter at Rhiannon42. And check out rpgskillcheck.net for my copy editing and accessibility freelance site. Blair Culhane is played by Kim Kogut. Follow her on Twitter at KimDeannaJones. Minx is played by Josie. Follow her on Twitter at DragonGirlJosie and watch her art streams at picarto.tv/DragonGirlJosie. Myra Keel is played by Minna. Follow her on Twitter at MinaMinar. The opening and closing theme music is from Trio for Piano, Violin, and Viola by Kevin MacLeod, and is used under a Creative Commons license. The Blades in the Dark roleplay system is the creation of John Harper and is published by Evil Hat Productions.
So we're playing pretend and then writing fanfiction about it.
Don't call me out like this.
I feel really seen in this moment.
Don't we all? Don't we all?
Wow, there's no ICOC barrier this session, is there?
Kim just punched her entire body through the fourth wall.